أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. In the previous ayahs we read, where Allah gives the Muslims command to make jihad and fight against the forces of evil, so that good can prevail and evil can be destroyed. And in that Allah Ta'ala says that there are the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who also go out, but they only go for worldly gain, the spoils of war, etc., not for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So چاہیے کہ لرے اللہ کے راہ میں. For the Muslims, it is necessary that they fight in the path of Allah, they make jihad. And who do they fight also? الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. وہ لوگ جو بیچتے ہیں دنیا کی زندگی آخرت کے بدلے. Those who sell this dunya's life for the آخرت. That is, they give preference to this dunya's life over the akhirah. Their whole object and purpose of life is this dunya. So such people, you should make jihad against those people. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. اور جو کوئی لڑے اللہ کے راہ میں. Then the Muslims will obey this command of Allah and they will make jihad and go out in the path of Allah. فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. پھر مارا جاوے یا غالب ہوئے تو ہم دیں گے اس کو بڑا ثواب. Then either if they become martyred, they get killed in jihad, or they are victorious and they gain the booty and spoils of war. In any case, from Allah's side, there will be a great reward. A mu'min in all conditions is a winner. In jihad, if he becomes martyred, he gets great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. And if he wins over the kuffar, then that is also a great achievement. And in both cases, there are great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. If he becomes a martyr, there are great rewards. And if he dies, then if he lives and he gets the spoils of war, besides that, the reward from Allah as a ghazi, as a mujahid, are very great also. So it's only a win-win situation for believers. And that is the spirit that a mu'min should have. And we have seen this now in Palestine, where the Palestinians, no matter how the odds were against them in every way, but they were happy to give their lives in the path of Allah. And when any one of them passed away, they were not saddened, but they celebrated it, that this person of our family has become a martyr, etc. So that is how it should be. And besides that, Allah Ta'ala says, how is it that you don't make jihad, you don't go out in the path of Allah and destroy the enemies? وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. اور تم کو کیا ہوا کہ نہیں لڑتے اللہ کے راستے میں. What has happened to you that you are not fighting in the path of Allah when the conditions are such? والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان. اور ان کے واسطے جو مغلوب ہیں مرد اور عورتیں اور بچے. When the weak amongst the men and the women and the children. This refers to the occasion when the Muslims who were left in Mecca and they were persecuted by the Kuffar, by the Quraysh day in Mecca, and in spite of the suffering like this, how is it that the Muslims are not making jihad to relieve them, to get them their freedom and to get them to be set free? How is it? Just like now, the Palestinians were giving all their sacrifices, but unfortunately, the Muslims of the world were like dumb and deaf to the whole thing. It did not affect them in any way. Even just with du'as, there were very few who really supported them with du'as also. And actual fact was that they had to be supported in every way. Their morals had to be raised, their morale. And also, all all types of help was supposed to be rendered to them. Neither did any Muslim government, and even the Muslim public. The most that the public did were they held rallies and marches, and that is not really which draws the help of Allah. Allah's help comes when a person makes jihad. So Allah says, when the weak of the man, the woman, and the children were suffering in Makkah, then how is it that you don't make jihad? And these people were such, they were making dua, those who were there in Makkah and being persecuted. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ جو کہتے ہیں, they used to say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. اے رب ہمارا, نکال ہم کو اس بستی سے کہ ظالم ہے یہاں کے لوگ. Oh Allah, take us out from this town where the people are making so much of zulm upon us. How they were oppressing and how they were torturing the Muslims who were in Makkah. And these, the Muslims who were there, who were going through all this, they were making dua all the time to Allah Ta'ala. Their duas, and Allah commanded the Muslims to make jihad against the non-Muslims. وَجْعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. اور کر دے ہمارے واسطے اپنے پاس سے کوئی حمایتی. And give us some support from your side. Somebody will help us. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then led the army to Makkah Sharif, conquered Makkah Sharif, and then all these people of Makkah, all the persecution came to an end, and they were relieved of it all. وَجْعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. اور کر دے ہماری واسطے اپنے پاس سے مددگار. And fix for us a helper from your side. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appointed one Sahabi then as the governor of Makkah, who then aided and saw to all the needs of these people who have been persecuted so severely. So even today, there are Muslims who are suffering in various parts of the world. The least we can do is that those people who are persecuting them, that we don't have any ties with them. We boycott all their products also. And we, how much, and du'as, that is a very important thing, that we very seriously make du'a for the Muslims. Further than that, whatever financial aid we can give, any other type of aid, we should be giving it. If we can make jihad, we should be making jihad also. So yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala shows that jihad is a very important command of our deen, and it must be upheld. And that is how Islam will strive and Islam will be established in the world. May Allah Ta'ala make us understand our deen. Our deen is not only of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. But jihad is a very important aspect. And unfortunately, due to the pressure of the kuffar, we are today frightened to even take the word jihad, the name of jihad. Whereas a Muslim, it comes in the hadith, a person who dies and never did he ever think that I must make jihad, I must go out in jihad. He dies on one part of hypocrisy. So therefore the spirit of jihad should be also very much alive in the Muslims. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.